Tanya for Chof Teves, the 20th of Teves, is in Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12, on page 172. In describing the Beinani, the Alter Rebbe said earlier in this Perek that a Beinani's garments, the thought, speech, and deed, are always godly, because only the garments of the godly soul have access and control of the body with which he thinks and speaks and does, and the animal soul in the Beinani never gains the upper hand, never overcomes the godly soul in its ability to control the body. Why then is the Beinani not a tzaddik? Top of the page. Ach mehus the atzmus nefesh olikis, but the essence of the godly soul, meaning not the garments, but the substantial parts of the godly soul, shehein ese b'chin leseho, which are the 10 attributes, the 10 faculties of the soul, the 3 intellect and 7 emotional powers, when it comes to those areas, loy lohen levadon hamelucha v'hamemshala b'iktana, the powers of the godly soul don't have exclusive control of the city, of the body. In other words, when it comes to intellect and emotion, the emotions are not necessarily going to be godly within this person, within the heart. And the understanding will not necessarily be a divine understanding in the brain. Because the power that the godly soul has in the Beinani over the animal soul is in the arena of garments, but not in the arena of intellect and emotion. Kiim be'itim mizumonim, except for special times, k'mei b'shas kriya shma u'tfilo, as during the reading of the Shema, and during the davening, shehi shas meichen de gadlus l'maylo, it is a time, an auspicious time, above, v'gam l'mata hi shas ha'keshe l'chol adam, and also below, from the physical point of view, it is a time when for most people they are in the position or in the frame of mind in which they feel more godliness than at other times. She'oz mikasher chabad shaleil Hashem, because during the davening, during the Shema, his mind is focused and tied to the subject of godliness. Because he's thinking deeply on the greatness of God, in order to arouse the love that he has for God in the right side of his heart, which is the purpose of the davening, so that after the davening he can cleave to God through the performance of mitzvahs, through Torah and mitzvahs performed out of ahava, out of love. And this is the subject that is spelled out in the Shema, which is a commandment that the Torah gives us to read the Shema. It speaks about knowing God, loving God, and thereby doing his mitzvahs out of love. And the blessings that come before and after the Shema, which the sages instituted, they are also a preparation that helps you fulfill that which we say and read about in the Shema, as is explained elsewhere, the full significance and meaning of the blessings of the Shema and of the Shema itself. So at that time, when a person's mind is focused on this subject, Oz hazah shebuchol hasmoli kofufu botul latayv hamispashet buchol hayimoni, then the evil is overwhelmed. The evil here meaning the emotions of the animal soul are overwhelmed and become botul to the godliness that spreads in the right side of the heart, mechabad shebemeach, from the mind, from the Chabad in the mind, Hamikushar and Bigdullah Saints of Baruch Hu, which are at this time tied up, bound up with the greatness of God. So the mind that is absorbed in the greatness of God, in the subject of God's greatness, causes the godly soul's love to be inspired, to be aroused, and this overflows into the animal soul and causes the animal soul to be overwhelmed by the emotion and the feeling for godliness. So at that time, a Beinoni feels like a tzaddik. Even in his emotions, even in his frame of mind, he experiences no unholiness at all, no worldliness at all. He feels godliness, and he's permeated by it thoroughly, so that there is no room for any unholy or worldly feeling or awareness. But immediately after the davening, when his mind is no longer focused on the greatness of God, then the unholiness reawakens and returns in the left side of the heart, and it once again desires the desires, the desires of this world and its pleasures. So that in a Beinoni, the quieting of the animal soul's emotions can only be a temporary experience. During the reciting of the Shema, or at any occasion, when the Beinoni is truly and deeply inspired, when his love for God is aroused, and it's so intense that it completely silences the feelings of the animal soul for the duration of that inspiring moment or inspiring time, the Beinoni does not feel the presence of his animal soul at all, not even on the level of emotions. But all other times, and immediately after that time, the Beinoni is godly in his garments, but is not in control and has not mastered the emotional plane to where he can control and guarantee that his emotions will be all godly and never worldly. And that's why he is not at all in the category of a tzaddik, because his godliness is limited to the external powers, which are the garments, and in the internal, inwardly, he is a human being with human failings, whereas the tzaddik, even internally, even in the emotion and mental state, there is nothing but godliness without any animal soul emotion or awareness at all. In the Hayem Yeim for the 20th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that the Mittel Rebbe had geemfet einem af hayichidus. The Mittel Rebbe once responded to a chosid during Yechidus. As eine ret mitnander in binyone aveda, that when one Jew speaks to another Jew in terms of aveda, in how to improve in the service of God, und sie lernen zusammen, and they study together, idas zwei nefesh olikis af ein nefesh hativis. That makes two godly souls against one natural soul. So the Rebbe, Mittel Rebbe, was obviously advising the Chassid that he should get together with another Chassid and work at his growth, at his development and progress in the service of God, and explained what is the benefit of working with another person. The benefit is that when two Jews get together to work on godliness, it's two godly souls against one natural soul, and obviously the godly soul will win. And the question that immediately comes to mind is that when you have two people get together, not only do you have two godly souls, you also have two animal souls. So how is it that it's two godly souls against one animal soul? It's two godly souls against two animal souls. But the truth is that in the animal soul there is no togetherness. One animal soul does not feel for another animal soul. A person's desire to sin is completely private and selfish. It does not include another person. So when two Jews get together, their godly souls work in harmony. They both want that each of them should be good, because one godly soul is concerned for another godly soul. but the animal souls don't get together. They remain separated, and therefore it's two godly souls against one animal soul.